I'd like to talk about an issue below the surface of the news that reflects a constant disagreement in our politics. Economic conservatives would displace almost everything in favor of the marketplace. But when you decide what to pay for, what are you including or excluding from the transaction? Perhaps you've been following the arguments about subsidizing Amtrak, for example. The details are more complex, but I want to set out the basic issue. Passenger trains and commuter rails and buses tend to be subsidized by government. If they depended on the marketplace alone, they'd fail. When any of us decide whether to take Amtrak or a city bus or the subway in New York or Washington, we're thinking of the personal costs and benefits. I've calculated, for example, that when I go to New York City, unless my wife is going down with me, it's cheaper to take Amtrak than to travel alone by car. But if Amtrak failed, the trip to New York City would impose much greater burdens on me than just the cost. Given that this corridor is one of the busiest passenger rail corridors in the country, that would put a lot of people on the highway. It could make the trip slower, the likelihood of accidents on a more crowded highway greater, and of course, unlike an Amtrak trip, I couldn't read or work on the road. Notice, though, that those burdens of extra traffic on the highway don't just affect me, they affect everyone on the road, and my Amtrak bill doesn't reflect those benefits of mass transit. There isn't any calculation on any bill that identifies the costs to me and to all of us if Amtrak were allowed to fail. And of course, I haven't listed all the costs. The pollution costs of taking the car are much more than the pollution attributed to train travel. Highways take a great deal of land that we could have enjoyed for other purposes. Their land use is much less efficient. They're expensive to police, expensive to clear for winter travel, and expensive because of the damage from salt splashed on the underbodies of our cars and washed into our rivers and streams. Nor do those calculations take account of the impact on global warming. It isn't possible to be precise about the cost for global warming, but it will be large, and it should be accounted for. Many things can't be put into numbers. What's love or freedom or life itself worth in dollars? As a common ad says, priceless. So to see if subsidizing Amtrak is justified, we have to add all those shared benefits to ourselves and each other that can't be a part of the ticket price. Social benefits have to be paid for by the whole society. None of us alone can buy the benefits of less climate change or less congested highways.